At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Alongside Jason McIntyre, I'm Doug Gottlieb, and got a heck of a show for you as we continue to kind of march on through the early stages of the NBA playoffs. Still another day away from hopefully another epic Nets-Celtics game. I know you're chomping at the bit to get to all the Kyrie stuff, Jason. We had the resurgence and the reemergence of the Golden State Warriors. Plus, of course, we have Major League Baseball. We have the USFL. I mean, listen, if you can find it to bet on it, we're going to talk about it. And, of course, you have the NFL draft upcoming, which is only it's seemingly kind of a quiet storm on the horizon, kind of a weird year. We'll get to all that. But Jason, I ask you, like, I'm watching yesterday, and it's interesting. I feel like before the playoffs, I thought the Warriors would come out of the West. I saw this resurgence coming. It's only, you know, two games in, and I know there's a bunch of other stuff going on, but I don't know, to me, are we missing the fact that the Warriors are back, and they look, it's not just that they're back, they kind of look like the Warriors of old in that you got a bunch of guys out there flying around. Steph Curry coming off the bench and putting up crazy numbers. But that kind of fun, freelancing basketball seems to have arrived back in San Francisco.
Back and better than ever? How about that, Doug? Ooh. I mean, when you got Clay.
They did win 73 games.
Okay. Best since Kevin Durant left. How's that? They got Clay, Jordan Poole, and Curry combined to hit 13 threes. I don't really know how you defend that. Now, obviously, Denver is a very favorable matchup, Doug, for the Warriors. This Denver team is criminally overrated. Missing Murray, missing Michael Porter Jr. I'm not going to take a shot at the MVP Jokic in the first, 6 minutes of the show. But let's be realistic. This team is built for the regular season, not the playoffs. And Golden State's going to just dump truck these guys. I am curious how they match up with Memphis or Minnesota in the next round. But those two teams could beat each other up for six or seven games. And that gives time for Draymond Green to get fully healthy, Steph Curry to get fully healthy. You're right. It's a scary Warriors team. I didn't think they would be able to take down the Suns without Curry healthy. But Doug, 34 points in 23 minutes. He was a plus 32. That's just staggering for the second greatest point guard in the history of basketball.
Why do you do that?
Because I love Steph Curry.
And maybe this is a old man get off my lawn sort of thing. But one, we can get into the, it's not a point guard, but whatever, sort of deal. But two, the need to like throw out rankings and ratings that, you know, like that's like a time tested thing from when you had an award winning and very, very profitable to you website. Like, is that it? Like,
you know, not at all. I don't know that the website actually won awards, but thank you for that. That was awesome.
I mean, everybody in sports used to go to the big league. I'll be honest with you.
Yes,
like, that used to be a staple. You get up in the morning, right? Of the three you'd hit, you know, in the bookmarks, that would be one of them, and you'd go check out the story. So it was, I don't know. To me, it won my awards.
What a nice comment.
Doug Gottlieb for Dan and the Danettes.
Thank you.
He's number two all time.
We sometimes forget it's easy to get excited in this modern era about anybody who has a great game or series or quarter.
I'm not trying to diminish, the greatness of Steph Curry. Not in any
way. That's impossible.
I mean, maybe the better question is, because what separates Steph is he's arguably, or maybe inarguably to some people, the greatest shooter of all time. Actually, this is an interesting conversation I have.
I don't know that is. I mean, who could possibly be a better shooter than Steph Curry?
I mean, well, obviously Clay. I can't think of anybody in terms of the volume of threes. We'll never know. Well, that was the thing. Oh, I had this discussion once with Chris Mullin, and he was like, well, "Look, we were told they were bad shots. We just didn't take, unless you're wide open and you had hit a bunch, then you step out." So it's very different. And Steph, actually, I said this to me a long, long time ago, and he was talking even about his dad and guys shooting. He's like, look, I've never been on a basketball floor that didn't have a three-point line, right? Whereas if you're old enough like me to remember when we were kids, there wasn't a three-point line. It was right about when I was 8, 9 years old was when the three-point line came into effect in college basketball. But it wasn't high school basketball. It wasn't right away. It wasn't until the 90s, I think, most places, right? So, he's an unbelievable shooter. Calling him a point guard is a massive stretch. That's anybody who brings the ball up the court. I mean, then you would say, if we're doing point guard, well, LeBron James is as much or more of a point guard, won an NBA championship as a point guard. LeBron James had a better career if we want to play that game. My thing is, I actually had my son asked a question on Instagram. I don't know if you saw this, like, So a week ago Friday? Yeah, a week ago Friday. And we're out in front of us. He's having Subway. And he wanted to put it out there. He said, you know, if Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of all time, he's got to be a top 10 player of all time. And I would disagree with that.
I think he's close. He's in that top, 15. I don't think it's an issue, Doug, giving some context to Steph Curry when I just toss out second best point guard in NBA history. Greatest shooter ever. I think he's in the top 15 discussion. I think Kevin Durant is there. We're going to have some other guys probably get there. I think Anthony Edwards is closing in on the top 100. okay, that was a joke. You did not laugh. Anthony Edwards is out of his mind right now. I do enjoy greatly watching the maturation of this kid. Remember, there was a big talk about him coming out of the draft. Is it him or LaMelo Ball? You can't take Anthony Edwards first. Minnesota chose right. And I really think it comes down to shooting now in the modern era. And I think that's why I'm so high on Curry and I'm bullish on him. He's a great ambassador for the game, face of the league, jersey sales, blah, blah, blah.
Have you noticed that? And now look, LeBron's on some. There's some other guys on some. But Steph is like the Peyton Manning of NBA commercials. I mean, it's really and I've told people this story. I have a friend at USA Basketball, and he told me that if all these guys they've had on all these dream teams, whatever, without any question, the guy that people liked the most in terms of dealing with it was Steph. So he has this incredible, real likability factor. He now has a bit of a comeback story. The team has a bit of a comeback story. It's fascinating because I do think that there were, I don't necessarily think it was haters. I think people assumed, and I would say I would be wondering if I wasn't in this camp yet, but had the league caught up to them style-wise? Had Draymond Green aged? Would Steph ever be the same? Heck, they're still not there yet with Clay being fully back. But they've made they made some smart picks, and then I think they greatly benefited in many ways in Steph missing some time, and even Clay coming along slowly, because it turbocharged the confidence of a Jordan Poole. Like Jordan Poole plays with the confidence, and then you know you have Andrew Wiggins, who I mean the truth is he shouldn't be an All-Star, but the he had All-Star type numbers, but the reason he's able to put up those numbers is he's like the second or third or fourth option.
Yeah,
and he's a great second or third. When that's his role, third best player on the court, he's awesome.
Right, yeah. Well, he's remember, Doug, they tried to reboot with D'Angelo Russell in that one trade, and that you know kind of didn't go anywhere. I know there were the injuries, but it is impressive. You're right. They lose Kevin Durant at one of the mysterious moves that I can remember as an NBA fan. Kevin Durant leaving Steph Curry to play with that whack job. Kyrie Irving, who is immensely talented, no doubt about that. He is also crazy. I think certifiably we can agree. And we're going to talk a lot about Kyrie Irving today.
He's not
certifiably. Oh, he is certifiably bat-you-know-what insane. He is. That
wait,
being
wait,
said.
Why would you, like, okay, give me some substance here.
Oh, my God. I don't think we have time to just dive into Kyrie Irving off the bat like that. I should not have brought him up. I'll save it for the hour we're going to talk about Kyrie Irving, but you know, a history of, I don't know, he tried to scuttle the entire bubble when he jumped on the conference call and was like, why are we doing this? We shouldn't play. Kyrie Irving, I don't want to play with LeBron James. I don't want to be coached by Brad Stevens. I want to go to Brooklyn. Let's fire Kenny Atkinson. I want to bring in my guy DeAndre Ayton.
Being openly, he's really kind of a snapshot of a generation of people. I'm going to tell
you. A generation
right now,
of people. Do you know a generation of NBA players who burn sage in the locker room? I mean, some of these stories I'm hearing about him in Brooklyn, I can't tell them all right now. I got to wait for a certain person to get fired when he does, and I'll unload. But, like, there's a lot of stuff beneath the surface with Kyrie Irving, Doug.
There's no question. He's not certifiably insane. Look, when I say generation people, I'm not talking about generation of NBA people. He's that generation of 20-somethings, okay, 20-somethings, that they're a little bit enlightened, a little bit earthy, and very, very defiant. Very, very defiant. He is years and years of focused negativity on conventional wisdom.
I would say this just hit me hearing you break down the great Kyrie Irving. He is a great basketball player. Talented.
No,
I don't know that he's a winning player, Doug, but he's a talented player, ridiculously talented. He almost, the way you just built him up, sounds like the antithesis of Steph Curry. He is the opposite of Steph Curry. Steph Curry is a family man. He's got his wife a cooking show. His kids are at the podium with him. Kyrie Irving is flicking off fans in Boston because it's all about Kyrie Irving all the time. It always is about Kyrie Irving. It wasn't enough to beat Boston in the series last year. He had to go stomp on that, Lucky is the name of it. He had to go stomp on it at midcourt. Like, that's just so childish. But also, Doug, it's all about Kyrie Irving. It always is all about Kyrie Irving. That's why he can go stomp and then say, oh, well, if the fans are going to MF me, I can do this to them. And just being so mouthy about everything. I love a little of the antics, because he's embracing that villain role like we haven't seen before in sports in a while. It totally embracing it. And I think you and I might have done the show a couple months back where I said, you know, Aaron Rodgers can really leave Green Bay. He's already embracing some of the villain role. But if he were to straight up leave them and say, you know what, I spent my time here, screw it, I'm out, I'm moving on, and everybody would hate Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. The town loves him. He could have, but he didn't have it in him, Doug, to actually leave. You know, Russell Wilson of the Seahawks.
$50 million a year, Jason.
It ain't always about the money. Sometimes it's really about the principle.
It's always about the money.
It's not always about the money. I think it was clearly about the money with Green Bay. He wasn't ready to be the villain. Some of these guys are built. I'll tell you right now, LeBron hosting a TV show that I'm taking my talents to South Beach, bring on the villain smoke. Kevin Durant and Oklahoma City, he was willing to be the villain.
Give me one second. Neither of them succeeded when they played the villain role. They did not like it. Right? They didn't like it.
What do you mean didn't succeed? LeBron won two titles in
LeBron,
Miami.
LeBron, you're forgetting now, or you're either forgetting, or you're misremembering, or you're just not being truthful.
Well, he lost the first year
in Dallas. The first year, it was not a great experience for LeBron.
Of course
not. He did not. Remember, he bumped shoulders with Spoelstra.
Yes.
There was the now the reports he went in and kind of challenged Spoelstra to Pat Riley, then back down. They fell apart in the playoffs. The second, and then they did they mocked Dirk Nowitzki being sick after game one.
Yes.
And right? So he was embracing the villain role. Then the next year he did the heel turn and he went to back to being kind of happy LeBron. And of course it helped that they added Ray Allen. And then they then they win two back-to-back championships. So
Kevin Durant,
I would tell you that Kevin Durant playing the villain, he was like LeBron with the Lakers. He was on the Warriors, but he wasn't a Warrior. He didn't embrace their culture. He didn't understand how they could move that ball and freelance as much as they did. It worked because he was so immensely talented, and he did buy in defensively eventually, and he played great in the biggest of games, but it wasn't like a fun nightly experience like it is now or like it was before. And so I think, yes, Kyrie Irving, he's embraced this villain role for a while. It has yet to work for him, and I'm fascinated to see what exactly happens, right?
Yeah,
like this is now part of it I do wonder, because Kevin Durant likes it when it's nasty. He likes it when people talk. And Kyrie, I think, the same. So some guys are that way. And I love the energy in that series. I just do. It's fantastic. There's a ton there. But I don't know if anybody's really been successful ultimately in that ultimate villain role as he's taken.
I would disagree. Kevin Durant was the villain, went toe-to-toe with LeBron in the finals in year one in Golden State, and just destroyed, eviscerated LeBron in the fourth quarter of every game.
Yes.
Now he had the better team. LeBron did kind of melt in those finals. This was going to be his first championship. It was a tough one. But I don't think you could say, I'm going to be the villain just because you lose and then the next year you're not the villain. I think the ultimate player in sports. Now, Tiger Woods was everybody's favorite athlete. He was a married man. He had kids. He had Tiger Woods was the consummate athlete on top of his golf. And then, of course, his life crumbles, the prostitutes, the Vegas, everything. Okay. He had a chance, Doug, to be the ultimate villain in sports. And you mentioned money earlier with Aaron Rodgers. I do think a certain swoosh combined with, hey, man, there's a lot of money on the table, Tiger. If you just clean it up and apologize and go to sex rehab and go to all, clean it up and we can repackage you as a second chance, Tiger. Tiger could have embraced the villain and it would have been pretty awesome. I don't think we would have ever had a villain in sports of that level. I wish we had seen it from Tiger. He opted not to do that. That's fine. But I think what we're getting from Kyrie now is awesome villain stuff. I just don't think it's going to result in a championship. As a matter of fact, it may result in a first-round ouster, Doug. I actually picked the Celtics to win this series. The Celtics are underdogs in Vegas right now. The Nets are underdogs in Vegas. And if Kyrie is the villain and they lose in the first round, I don't know that he has any leverage at all in that locker room. None. Like, he built this team. This was him putting it together.
I do not believe he's certifiably insane, and I think we can revisit that at some point in the very near future. Coming up next, there's three young wide receivers that all want to get paid. How good an argument do they have? We'll discuss next with Jason McIntyre. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show. But first, the Tunnel of Towers Foundation broke ground on its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. And it's the first of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. So together, families can heal. A special place where families know that neighbors understand and care. A community where children of our nation's fallen and catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life together. The foundation's Do Good Village is going to help these families beyond measure. And that's all thanks to the extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifice our heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate $11 a month to the Tunnel of Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Doug Gottlieb, Jason McIntyre, in for Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. So, Jason, as we pay attention to everything NFL, getting ready for the NFL draft, there are three young wide receivers who have essentially locked arm in arm and said, hey, I want a new deal. I'm not going to be participating in any drill work, okay, during team activities. Okay, those three young wide receivers, Terry McLaurin of the Washington Commanders. Still doesn't flow off the tongue yet.
But Commanders.
Washington Commanders. Deebo Samuel, obviously, of the San Francisco 49ers. And the other one is A.J. Brown of the Tennessee Titans. Now, all of them, here's the interesting similarities. None of them were first-round picks. All of them are coming into years in which there's a kind of a lump payment. So even though, you know, based upon their statistics in comparison to what they make, they're wildly underpaid. That is, in fact, their rookie contract. And the way those deals work is this year is, for two of them, Terry McLaurin, not as much. I think he's only making $4 million this year. The other two are making, only making $4 or $5 million total in his contract. The other two, it's more lump payments, making $4 or $5 million this year. What do you think of the validity of them withholding their services to get a new deal?
Doug, I'm going to quote one of my favorite gambling movies. You guys know I do a lot of gambling for FS1, Fox Sports. Rounders is the movie.
Okay.
Pay that man his money. A.J. Brown, the Tennessee Titans are nothing offensively without him. I know Derrick Henry's a great story and he's led the league in rushing. A.J. Brown is the engine behind that offense. When he does nothing, they have no options on the outside. Pay that man his money. Devontae Adams, I cannot believe that the Packers would not pay him and instead let him go. I can't wait to see how angry your guy, Doug, Aaron Rodgers, is without Devontae Adams. You got to pay some of these guys. Now, I have not always been on board with, hey, if you've paid your quarterback, you have to pay the receiver, right? Not always. However, you look at the Niners, Doug. They're going to have Trey Lance as their starting quarterback. It ain't going to be Jimmy G, even though he's still on the roster. So you got the rookie quarterback making peanuts. Of course you pay Deebo Samuel. That's such an obvious no-brainer. What are they waiting for? Doug, it's pretty clear.
But hold on. Okay, so there's a couple things, okay? Let me first, the difference, you know, there's a massive difference between Devontae Adams and these guys, right?
Devontae Adams is elite. He's right there with Cooper Kupp and Tyreek Hill as the best receivers in the league. That trio, I believe, is the best.
In addition to the fact that he was actually a free agent. His contract had actually expired.
Now, they were going to franchise tag.
I understand, okay? But people have to figure this thing out, okay? This is a big thing, okay? That NFL teams are under, you're under contract for a year. Now, we're not even talking about the possibility of 2 and even 3 years of franchise tags, which you can lay on a guy. So there's a difference here. So if you want to say, well, Devontae Adams got paid, forget about just the tenure and the level of success. Just the mere fact of you don't have to renegotiate a long-term deal as they're under contract. We can deal with that later. Now, the reason that teams will sign a guy to a long-term contract is because they want cost certainty from their best players, right? But there's a balance there. You know, do you want to pay Deebo Samuel? Yeah. Okay, but the fact is that Deebo Samuel has shown up out of shape before, has had some injuries. He's a great, not good, great football player. Okay, but health, and A.J. Brown has, there's some health issues there as well, right? Yeah. Health is a concern.
Health does matter. Health is wealth.
And like, look, everybody likes Deebo Samuel, but is Deebo as good if he's not with the 49ers where they have a coach and a coaching staff that's able to use him? He's not a wide receiver. He's not an elite wide receiver. He's not an elite running back. He's elite because he's good at everything and maybe great at nothing other than just being a hell of a football
player. Okay, timeout. Wait, Doug, I got to stop you there. So the 49ers had 50 million injuries at running back, right? I think their first, their top four guys on the depth chart all went down with injuries. They went to Deebo Samuel and said, hey, I know you're crushing it as a receiver. We could use you in the backfield. We need you there. Deebo Samuel said, I'm a good soldier. Yes, sir. Where do you need me? Kyle Shanahan, I will be there. He goes to the backfield and dominates. He did whatever they asked, okay? And now he's looking at going into a season. Remember, your body takes a beating at running back more than it does at wide receiver. He's looking at a season where, man, what happens if I get hurt? Am I going to get paid? And I will point this out because I mentioned it with Kyler Murray, okay? Baker Mayfield took the Browns to the playoffs 2 years ago at quarterback. I know that they had other good players around, but Baker Mayfield was the quarterback. They won in Pittsburgh. Mayfield was fine. He wasn't the only reason they won. He wanted to get paid from Cleveland. They said, nah, let's wait another year. What happened
smart.
To Baker, Doug?
No, wait.
He got injured. He messed up his shoulder, and he still wanted to get paid. And guess what? No, this is reality, Doug. Go talk to the receivers. Go talk to the agents of receivers. Baker Mayfield tore up his shoulder, tried to play through the pain, was a dumpster fire, disaster, and now he's out on his keister. He's done in Cleveland. He could have got paid. could have. They refused
to. He couldn't have gotten paid.
He could have gotten paid. The quarterback can get paid early. That's why Kyler Murray went to Arizona.
Hold on.
Kyler Murray went to Kyler went to Arizona this offseason and wants to get paid. He saw his former college teammate, okay, Baker Mayfield, could have got paid, got to the playoffs, didn't get paid, got hurt, and he's done. Kyler knows I'm a running quarterback. Same thing could happen to me. Debo Samuel knows, hey, man, you see what happened to Michael Gallup? Holy cow, he got hurt. Receivers, anybody can get hurt. When you're a star and you've outperformed your contract, and Debo, as you noted, Debo, A.J. Brown, not first-round picks, outperformed their contracts, they want to get paid, you pay that man his money.
Okay, so let's go back here to this false premise of Baker Mayfield could have gotten paid. How could he have gotten paid? He was under contract for last year was his fourth year. This is his fifth year. Then you got potentially years six and seven.
You're eligible for your contract to get redone.
Jason, what do you mean wait for it to be redone? The team didn't want to. You can't tell somebody who you're under contract for two more years. This is the same thing with the Arizona Cardinals. Like, no. The answer is no. Uh-huh. Especially, you're the number one overall pick. The way your contracts work, you get money up front, and then the rest of the big chunk is in your fifth-year option. And the mistake the Browns made is picking up the fifth-year option, right? It's not just that they were smart to not give him a contract extension. They were actually dumb to pick up the fifth year because now they have this dead weight of a lame duck guy for $19 million that nobody wants to take.
Because he got hurt.
If it was simply because he got hurt, then there would be a market for Baker Mayfield. There is no market for Baker Mayfield as a starting quarterback making $19 million because the rest of the league does not believe that Baker Mayfield is a starting caliber, top-level quarterback worth the
right
pain
now.
In the ass of him
but
going
But again,
on
you're
Twitter
looking at it now. Doug, last year when he was eligible to move on from his rookie deal, after 3 years, you're eligible for that extension. They decided no. He said, man, I got us to the playoffs. Why not? Kyler Murray's looking at them and saying, guys, I just got us to the playoffs. We had our most successful year.
He was awful in the playoffs.
He was awful in the playoff game against the Rams. Yes. He was terrible. He did not have DeAndre Hopkins as best receiver.
And here's the exact same thing you said to the Arizona Cardinals, okay? We don't have to pay you. We don't want, like.
That's true. And guess what? He doesn't have to show up for the offseason stuff, and he could stop being all in on Arizona. And oh, by the way, Kyler Murray, if he really wants to.
He's under contract.
What, he is.
He's under contract for two more years and potentially. Okay, five more years. Like you're dealing with, like the whole idea of like I'm just going to withhold services. Like it's not like you're a free agent. You're
well, withhold
actually
services
under,
of showing
you're actually
up in the
under contract. And the way like the number one overall pick contract works is you actually get your first 3 years money in escrow. You get it all within the first year of when you're playing. So you've actually been paid for this year, and you're not going to show up. Tell me another place in the world that works.
Well, who cares about another place? This is the NFL. This
I know.
Is where the market speaks, right?
Well, okay, Josh, but the market okay, hasn't
Josh
always
Allen.
Spoken that
wait
way.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You're, Patrick Mahomes and Josh saying, Allen, who are way better, obviously, than Kyler Murray. They went to
because
the
they knew what they had, so they locked them up long term.
So now
but
you're saying that they're not
Goff.
As good.
Wait, wait.
So
the
let's
Rams
go back to the
Jared...
receiver. A.J. Brown, is he good enough to get that extension right now? Would you pay him?
It depends.
On what?
Look, you act. This is the issue. You act like all of this is a yes no scenario. It's not. Would I pay AJ Brown? Hell yeah. Would I pay AJ Brown $25 million a year? Hell no. No, thank you. No, and I don't have to. Okay. If he would like, if I'm Tennessee and he would like to make a long term deal, okay, which starts at the end of this year, he gets his I think it's his fourth year money. Okay, and then at the end of this year, we escalate until, you know, obviously he gets paid up front, but it's in the Cooper Kupp range. Like, Cooper Kupp's making, what, 14? You know, he's got extension for 14. I'm not paying him top of the market because he's not a top of the market player. But would I pay him? Hell yeah, I'd love to have him. Okay, so you can't do the yes-no thing. That sounds great on TV, okay, and if we want to argue debate talk, do I want Debo Samuel? Hell yeah. Do I want him $25 million? Hell no.
Well, I don't know why you're picking $25 million. That's a little bit insane.
I
don't think anybody's saying A.J. Brown is a $25 million guy. Can you keep your star happy? Again, they were the number one seed, Doug, in the AFC. Number one. Go look at who showed up in the playoff game. Sure as Sure as heck was not, sorry about that. Sure as heck was not Tannehill. Sure as heck was not Derrick Henry, who looked like he was running with a piano on his back. A.J. Brown had six catches, I believe, 140 yards. He carried them in that game, and they still lost for a variety of reasons. You got to keep your stars happy, man.
Jason, don't do the thing where you think when I say I'm not all in on $25 million a year, that I don't, I'm not saying the guy stinks or that he doesn't have a value. He does have a value. Okay, but that value, there has to be a reasonable nature to it. And if you want top of the market, even Devontae Adams, that's what the Packers said. Now, look, I don't know what the Packers' plan is at wide receiver. Okay, but the likely plan is to try and get three or four of these guys. I mean, the thing they have, what's fascinating about it is you have media narrative that the Green Bay Packers are not willing to support Aaron Rodgers because they don't draft first-round draft pick wide receivers. Here we're talking about three absolutely talented lead wide receivers. None of them were first-round picks. I think they're like third, you know, outside Debo, the other two were third-round picks. Okay, so the first, like the what the Packers have said is like, look, we love Devontae Adams, but we just don't love him at that number. And so we're going to get that salary off our books. We're going to take all those picks. And then we may never get another Devontae Adams, but we can get two or three that are two A's as opposed to him being a one.
And that's
the risk that you run here. At some point in time, a team will go like, look, we love you. We want you long term. We're just not going to pay you all that money because, as you said, everybody is an injury away. And teams have to, like, the league doesn't go like, oh, your wide receiver who you love. What about Michael Thomas? How about that deal for the New Orleans Saints? They've been able to succeed on some level, despite the fact that 2 years ago they gave that guy money. He has done absolutely nothing since. Now, that's not Debo Samuel's fault, okay? But Amari Cooper, he signed a huge deal. Did he live up to his bill? Of course not. So there's a buyer beware element to it across the league. And look, their best argument is the team that drafted them, because that team knows them and knows how good they are and how hard they work. And the guys that get extended, one, they negotiate in good faith, and two, they've established a great reputation in their building. So people are like, you know what, this guy is, he's all in, he's all about it, he's healthy, he practices. I mean, that's what happened in Houston with Nuke Hopkins. Okay, it wasn't that. Do you think Bill O'Brien didn't want to keep Nuke Hopkins? Of course he did. He didn't want to practice, and he wanted more money than anybody else. Now, look, everything else went to hell in the handbasket in terms of Bill O'Brien. But what happened when he got to Arizona? Nuke Hopkins is still super talented, but he wasn't healthy for the playoffs this year, and he doesn't practice, and it frustrates people.
If you look back at the 2019 draft, Doug, that you keep talking about, and he wasn't a first-round pick, this first-round narrative actually hurts your argument. Look at the 2019 draft. Two receivers went in the first round, Marquise Hollywood-Brown, okay, and N'Keal Harry, okay? Second round, Debo Samuel and A.J. Brown. We know that the second-round picks have, both those guys have outshone by a mile the first-round picks. So this whole argument, well, he wasn't a first-round pick. Well, it actually works in their favor against the team because you're outperforming your contract. I'm looking at what Debo Samuel slated to make here this year. This almost seems no possible way this is right. $3.9 million? Debo Samuel should absolutely not show up in the offseason to any of this mandatory training. I'm not showing up. Give me a new deal. I'm not playing for $3 million when you're going to put me at running back, you're going to drive me into the ground, and then kick me to the curb when I'm all we had on offense last year. It was Kittle hurt. Debo Samuel, show up. We need you everywhere. Like, Debo Samuel has every right, Doug, to hold out for his money right now. You know what? Hey, Debo, we want to thank you for your service, being a great soldier. We're going to tear up your rookie deal and write you a new one. There is no problem with doing that, Doug. I'm not saying you got to pay him $25 million. He has not been Tyreek Hill or Devontae Adams, guys who are much older. But I think Debo Samuel certainly needs to be paid like a top 10 receiver at this point. And would you argue that he or A.J. Brown should not be paid like a top 10 receiver?
I never said they shouldn't be paid. It's just a matter of how much they want to get paid. And this whole idea of I'm Debo Samuel, I'm going to hold out, okay? The difference in Debo Samuel at this point in time in his career holding out and Devontae Adams or one of these other guys that have played, Debo Samuel to this point in his career has made about $3 million, okay? So the Niners don't have to do anything. He's under contract. Okay, we don't have to remember. Like, what is your leveraging power? No. I'm not going to show up.
You're right.
But you're
neither
also,
side
if
has
you don't
to do
show
anything.
Up. Hold on. If you don't show up, you don't get paid. Okay, you don't show up, you don't get
so
paid.
So trade me.
Why?
Trade me.
Why do I have to?
I don't want
to
be there.
Contract.
You don't want to pay me. I don't want to be there.
I didn't say it. Hold on. No one said they didn't want to pay him. There's a balance between I want to pay you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to pay.
So find a middle ground. So find a middle ground. That's what the GM's job is to do.
Understood. But Deebo Samuel is not positioning himself. If you go back to, you know, last week, there was one of his buddies, you know, posted out. Yeah, Deebo, don't even show up unless the number starts above 25 million.
I think that's nonsense. I don't think even Deebo Samuel.
But that's how it works, Jason, is they see all guys see other money and they say it's just like the housing market. Well, that's a comp there. But like, yeah, dude, your house is completely different. Okay, that house, somebody put $500,000 of rehab into that house. Your house is all original. Your house is a corner lot. That's at the end of a cul-de-sac. Mm. People don't care. I'm telling you, in the world of the NFL, and you know this.
Okay, so yeah, well, I got some numbers for you. Okay, 25 is insane. Three guys make over 25. Hopkins, Adams, and Tyreek. I think DJ Moore is making about $20 million a year. DJ Moore of Carolina. Who'd you rather have?
Is
DJ
that a
Moore?
Good, is that a, but hold on. Is that a good deal for the Carolina Panthers?
Yes, because they have a quarterback they don't have to pay in Sam Darnold. You can overpay receivers when you don't have the quarterback like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, who's making $40 million a year. You saw what happened in Dallas, right? They got to pay Dak Prescott $40 million.
Is DJ Moore worth $20 million?
I think he's worth what the market says. Keenan Allen, $20 million. Chris Godwin, $20 million. Mike Allen, $20 million. I think if I'm Deebo, I need $20 million. If I'm A.J. Brown, I think that is where the negotiations start. They're younger.
And I would tell you, I think both have probably, I'm sure there are offers out there, but I'm guessing they're in the teens, in the Cooper Kupp range, right? In the 14s and 15s, and they want the 25. And the player says, I'm not showing up.
Yeah.
And they'll say, all right.
Yeah, Christian Kirk screwed the market. Christian Kirk got $1 billion from the Jags, 18 per year for 4 years. He's never had a 1,000-yard season. Christian Kirk, a fast player, but that's it. He got 18 million a year.
You always overpay for a guy who's not on your team, right? That's the whole thing.
Well, if you're Jacksonville, you overpay for everybody.
That's what happened. Well, Jason McIntyre, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming up next, I want to dive into the Kyrie stuff. Like, what do we think of Kyrie more than just giving it back to the fans, trying to meet their energy with his energy? That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb, Jason McIntyre in for Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. All right, J-Mac, so we have... Well, we're like a day away still from New York, Boston, part two. It is the Nets. Only thing would be better is if this was the Knicks. I mean, this would be like an all-timer first-round series, right? And what was a game-winning layup by Jason Tatum, ironically over Kyrie Irving, kind of spiraled off into Kyrie giving it back to the fans with a double bird, a bird after making a three, going at a dude while he's walking in the locker room. He's walking in the locker room, guys coming at him.
Can we play that clip, by the way, Doug, or no?
Which one? The locker room?
Either, both, all.
I think by now, if you're a sports fan, you've seen what we're talking about here.
Gosh, it's a little inappropriate, too.
Okay, so here's his explanation. And I actually thought, you know, the long form, I don't know who the reporter is, but again, this is where I'm telling you, like, Kyrie is so intentionally combative. Just listen to the back and forth here.
You know, it's nothing new when I come into this building, what it's going to be like, but it's the same energy they have for me, and I'm going to have the same energy for them. And it's not every fan. I don't want to attack every fan, every Boston fan, but, you know, when people start yelling and all this stuff, it's but so much you can take. As a competitor, and you know, we're the ones expected to be docile and be humble and take a humble approach. Nah, that's the playoffs. This is what it is. You know, I know what to expect in here, and it's the same energy I'm giving back to them.
Look, I get it. Like, no, you don't. There's just certain things you don't say to a human being, right? And I don't understand some of it's like you just said. You sound like. I just can't imagine sitting next to a dude who's yelling that at a guy who I just paid to see play and I used to cheer for. But this is like basically what Kyrie's doing. You want to call it either punching down or he's like retweeting an egg. That's what he's doing. He's retweeting an egg and commenting on it. He's giving a voice to he's giving credence to their trash talk. And yeah, like if it works and you win and you can, I guess you can claim that, but I don't mind. No, I think anybody minds meeting their energy with your energy, but like, do you need to do that? Like, what is the point of that? You know, what is the only thing you're going to do is trigger them to be even worse. And again, it is a fairly small percentage, but that percentage will grow. And I mean, it's like Kyrie there's no accountability towards stepping on the leprechaun, towards the way he acted, you know, on his way out of town, the things he said since. Like, this is an intentionally divisive dude who is stoking the fire. And I know you dig it, but I do. There is a level where, like, you're creating a flammable situation that doesn't have to be to this level.
I do love it only because, you know, we demand candor from our athletes, Doug. We want them to be brutally honest. I don't know about you. I mostly avoid, like, when coaches come off the court for like the halftime and in the NFL or in between quarters, I never watch those. The coaches never say anything. There's no honesty. It's just usually the same old boring sound bites. I rarely watch post-game press conferences because athletes are there to say the right thing and not stir the pot. Kyrie Irving is just throwing all that into the wind and saying, I don't care. I'm saying whatever I want. And the one interesting thing for me here, Doug, why I really love it. So Kyrie Irving is not some young pup. He's now 30 years old. Okay? He's been around the block. He knows you absolutely cannot look at a fan in the middle of the third quarter and give him a middle finger. He knows when the camera is on you, you're about to inbound the ball, you're going to put up all these antics and then double middle finger somebody behind you. You can't do that as a pro athlete in the NBA, in any sport, in 2022. He knows what he's doing. This is calculated, Doug. This is what Pat Riley called the disease of me. He is so self-obsessed with being the story and it being all about him. Right, his rival, so to speak, LeBron. Remember, they don't like each other anymore as much. I know LeBron's saying nice things about him on social, but obviously that ending was ugly. The whole bubble thing, like Kyrie Irving, really wants to distance himself from LeBron because the only thing Kyrie's ever done in the playoffs, Doug, is hit the game winning shot in Game 7 when he had LeBron. He's never done anything in the playoffs outside of that. That is a factual statement. He's won two playoff series without LeBron.
When they came back from 3-1 down,
yeah.
He was just as much a reason that they won.
He was good. He had 40 points a couple times. He hit some threes. He hit the game-winning shot.
The only thing he's done is hit one shot.
Yeah, who was the MVP of the finals, Doug, that year? Thank you very much. It was LeBron. Kyrie Irving has always been in LeBron's shadow. He's trying to break out. He's getting all the eyeballs on him for this moment. And my only concern, Doug, is he's so obsessed with making it all about himself, yelling at people in the tunnel, you know, bleep my bleep. This guy is setting himself up for a massive failure if they lose this series to Boston. I just want to remind people, Kyrie Irving has never done jack squat in the playoffs without LeBron James. Nothing in his career.
Well, he's been hurt several times in the playoffs, including this first time in the NBA Finals when he broke his kneecap, right? And then he had to have the surgery before the Boston Celtics the first year when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals for him. He didn't want to go to the bubble. I thought that year they could have, but Durant wasn't back healthy either. And then, of course, he got hurt again last year. His problem is he's got the Chris Paul thing. He's gotten hurt in some of the best moments. I got to push back on a couple of things. We'll get to that upcoming next in the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy. With available seating for up to 7, the vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.